How can you be an atheist when you have felt demonic paranormal activity that's out of this world? That alone should ring a bell in your mind that if there are demons, then there are angels, and if there are angels, then there is a God. Now, I want to be very clear, like, I accept everybody's opinions and beliefs, especially when it comes to things like the paranormal, because it's such an open book. Everybody's still learning. I don't think there are any right answers, only people's opinions and theories. And so, for me, the reason I'm not religious is because I've not had my bit of evidence that tells me that God or any type of divine entity exists. Like, I've had evidence of ghosts, but I've just not had my moment as far as religion goes. I don't think the two have to be related.
Normally, when we think about atheists, we tend to think that all atheists are naturalists, they're materialists. However, this is not the case. There are many atheists out there that aren't naturalists, meaning that they don't just believe that all that exists is the material world, the things that we can see and that we can perceive. Some may believe this, such as Richard Dawkins or Sam Harris and other such atheists. However, many atheists out there do acknowledge that there are things beyond the material. They acknowledge that there are beings, there are things that exist that are not physical. Over the past several years, there have been many programs that have popped up on TV, online, to do with ghost hunting and the paranormal. And they're really interesting because in some of these shows, they capture some very interesting things on camera, on digital recorders, etc. The EVP phenomenon, for example, and there's some academic research that's been done on this, and it has been going on for many years, although nothing conclusive has come to light. But there are things that are being recorded. There are things that are being documented, which you cannot simply explain away as physical phenomena. So when it comes to such atheists, and if you are such an atheist that does acknowledge that there is a paranormal realm, there is a supernatural realm, there are entities, beings, you may refer to them as ghosts, as spirits. From an Islamic perspective, we would link most of these cases to what we call jinn. And the jinn are a specific type of being or entity that was created before man. And they are beings that we believe were created from a type of smokeless fire. Now, exactly what that means is up for discussion. However, there are entities that exist within our reality, however, or live alongside us. However, they are not physical in the way that we understand physical things, such as the things that we can see and we can perceive. And they're extremely powerful beings. And from my perspective, and I've been watching some of these shows and I find them really interesting. From my perspective, a lot of what's been documented and caught on these devices are jinn. It's just that we interpret them as maybe ghosts or spirits or whatever else, you know, that may be out there. However, the point that I'm trying to get at is that if you are an atheist who is open to these things, I would recommend you do two things. Number one, I would highly recommend you read the Quran, because there is actually one specific thing is that there is a chapter in the Quran which is called the Surah Jinn, which is referring to these particular beings and their reality. However, and throughout the Quran, you will find mention of other beings, non-physical beings. And the second thing I'd say is try to appreciate the logical link that a religious individual would make here, or a logical point that they will suggest to you, which is that if you are an atheist, yet you acknowledge that there are things beyond the physical, and you may acknowledge demons, spirits, whatever you may want to call them, then that means that, well, it's very possible that there are other non-physical beings out there. So therefore, for example, angels are a non-physical or non-physical being, as we understand beings to be physical, but there are other entities, other beings, which we cannot readily perceive through our senses. And if other beings exist and us humans exist, well, that question that we ask and we posit, which is that, well, how do you explain this reality? How do you explain our universe? How do you explain the origins of a human being? How do you explain the nature and essence of a human being, this complex creature? Now, what this does if you acknowledge the supernatural, the paranormal, well, what it does is that it further deepens that question, because now you're not only dealing with the physical world and human beings, you're dealing with other beings, intelligent beings, which many atheists would acknowledge as well. The question is deepened here. Well, what caused or created all of these things? And if you're already open to the idea of the paranormal or the supernatural, well then, the idea of God is not too far off. Because if anything, God makes sense. And what I mean by this is that if you acknowledge God, if you acknowledge a creator, then it makes sense of reality. Because it's not satisfying logically, intuitively, rationally. It's not satisfying to just say, well, everything just emerged out of nothing, or everything just created itself, or, well, everything just exists, and it just exists, and there's no creator. It makes more sense to acknowledge that there is a creator, there is a God, there is a first cause that created everything and put everything in motion. And when you acknowledge this, everything makes sense. And this is why I also earlier recommended that you do read the Quran, because once you understand this and you read the Quran, you see that throughout the Quran, things are clarified and you're able to make sense of reality. And the Quran, like I've mentioned already, which is related to this topic, that the Quran makes sense and acknowledges the paranormal, acknowledges the supernatural, acknowledges that there are other beings out there that may live side by side with us, but yet we cannot perceive them directly. So I think it'd be really interesting for an atheist that is interested in the paranormal to really take some time out and read the Quran, even if it's just reading Surah Jinn and seeing what the Quran has to say in regards to these supernatural, paranormal, you know, these beings that exist out there. So I just wanted to leave these thoughts with you guys. Let me know your thoughts in the comment section below. Until next time, take care.